WEAF, New York, 8:30 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, masterpiece of fine watchmaking.
A pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You'd never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time, featuring radio's red-headed ragamuffin Richard Red Skelton with Dick Todd, Edna Stillwell, Bud Hercules Vandover, the Avalon Chorus, and Bob Strong and his orchestra, opening the program with It's 100-1. Why needlessly spend 3 to 5 cents extra on every pack of cigarettes you buy? Switch to Avalon's and save yourself that money. Avalon's cost 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands. And make no mistake about it, friends, that repeated saving adds up to $10 or $15 before you realize it. But bear this in mind. Without knowing the price, you'd never guess Avalon's cost you less. They're union-made and guaranteed highest quality. Surely a cigarette that offers such distinct advantages is worth a trial. So the next time, try Avalon's and save the difference. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with only 19 days to Christmas, I give you that little man with the jokes who's going to do his Christmas flopping early. It's Red Skelton. Ooh.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, that's a nice way to introduce me. Where's your Christmas spirit, Dale? Don't you believe in Santa Claus?
Say, Red, do you get paid for being on this program?
Certainly.
I believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah. Now, that's a nice way to talk after me spending the whole day trying to find you a Christmas present.
Oh, you've been doing your Christmas shopping already?
I'll say, and boy, what mobs at the store I went to. It was so crowded that when I scratched my back, 3 girls slapped my face. I thought it was my back. Boy, what crowds. Everybody's buying, buying, buying. Nobody's paying, but everybody's buying.
Say, did you get to see Santa Claus while you were shopping?
Oh, yeah, and they're picketing him.
Oh, they are?
They want him to join the sleigh drivers union. But I finally got up close, and I sat on his lap, and he says, well, my little man, what do you want for Christmas? And I says, please, Santa Claus, just leave me and Marlena Dietrich stockings.
Oh, that's very funny, Red. You in Marlena Dietrich's stocking.
What's so funny about that?
The perfect leg gets the perfect heel.
Yeah. Now, you ought to see the cute toys they have this year, though. They have a doll there. Oh, it's the cutest doll I ever saw.
Does it say Mama?
No, it's a modern doll. When you squeeze it, it says, "Shoot the bottle to me, John Boy." Oh, terrific. It has a complete wardrobe of clothes and a little baby bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feed the doll the bottle of water,
yeah.
Del, you'd be surprised what happens. No kidding. They call it an Avalon doll. Don't forget your change.
Do they have any other interesting toys?
Yeah, they have dolls. They have all the movie, radio stars, rather, and they're priced according to their popularity. Now, the Fred Allen doll is $2,
mm-hmm.
and the Bob Hope doll is $3,
yeah.
and the Charlie McCarthy doll is $4, and they even have a doll of me. The Red Skelton doll.
They have?
Yeah, they give it away with a box of Cracker Jack. Hiya, Skelton. Hiya,
well,
Dale.
Hello there, Dale.
Dick Todd, ladies and gentlemen, our singing star. So you're just in time, Dick. What are you going to sing?
"Good Night, My Beautiful" from George White's Scandals.
Well, Dick, I didn't think you cared. Sing.
Good night, my beautiful. Just being with you, so beautiful. And tearing away from your arms is not easy to do. Good night, my wonderful. There's nobody who's so wonderful. Each moment with you is like living a dream come true. So hold me close to you. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Your love is all I have to waken for tomorrow. Good night, my beautiful. The night will be lonely but beautiful. When I am alone with my wonderful dream of you. Good night, my beautiful. The night will be lonely but beautiful. When I am alone with my wonderful dreams of you.
That was Dick Todd singing, and it was very nice, too. Say, everybody gather around. I got some great news.
Oh, what is it, Red?
What is it, Skelton?
Well, everybody on this program's been kicking me around. You all think I'm a nobody, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And overrated, too.
Yeah. Nobody overrated. Well, from now on, things are going to be different. I am in society.
What?
That's right. Get a load of this invitation I just got from the upper crust. Red Skelton, Esquire. This is to inform you that Lord and Lady Crutchbutts request the pleasure of your presence at a combination soiree and crap game. P.S. Bring your own dice.
You in society, Red?
Just a moment, dear boy. That Red stuff's out from now on. Red is quite a common name for a fellow in my position. From now on, it's Cerise. Cerise Skelton.
Oh, Mr. Skelton.
Just a moment, dear girl. You weren't here when I informed the cast. From now on, my name is Skelton.
Skelton, Skelton. What's in a name? A rose by any other name smells.
Well, you picked a fine time to lose your place. Say, you may not know it, Miss Stillwell, but I've been invited to dinner, with Lord and Lady Crutchbutt. Don't laugh, boys. I'm doing my best.
Lord and Lady Crutchbutt.
Yes.
My, how too nauseating.
I've always known that I've had potentialities for society. After all, when one's reared in the atmosphere of gentility and refinement, Impossible tale.
Hey, Red Skelton.
What is it, my good man?
You better beat it home. Your mother's having company, and she wants you to keep your old man in the kitchen.
Yeah. Somebody put him up to that. You don't have to keep my old man in the kitchen. He can't get up off the floor. Well, I want you to remember that on the 12th, I'm dining with the upper set.
The steak may be tough. You better take your lower set, too.
Edna, I'll have you to know that the blood of gentlemen runs through my veins.
How many transfusions?
About 11. Now, wait a minute.
Jeez. Oh, I don't mean to hurt you, Mr. Skelton, but you don't belong with those people.
Why
they sleep in gold beds with silk sheets.
Yeah?
And they wear ermine pajamas.
Ermine pajamas?
Yeah.
Don't they tickle? Well, I'm not going to miss that party anyway. Oh, Robert.
What is it, Cherie?
Would you give us a little musical cocktail? Something classical, perhaps something from Chopin or Wagner, or maybe DiMaggio.
How about a little brown jug?
Say, that would be right in the groove-a-roo, Robert. Play.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was out at the racetrack the other day and a chap gave me a tip on a horse. Well, believe it or not, the horse came in. And after the race, this man came up to me and said,
"Boy, can I pick him or can I pick him? Just like I told you, buddy, eh? That surefire is some horse. Just like Avalon cigarettes. You're bound to make money on him. Say, how's that for a plug?"
Yes, friends, the gentleman is right, absolutely. You're money ahead when you switch to Avalon cigarettes. You see, Avalon's cost 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands. And that saving mounts up to many extra dollars. Truly, Avalon's give you all advantages. Highest quality, real money-saving economy. So the next time, why not give Avalon's a trial?
Ah, that was swell, Del Mar. That's something I've always wanted to do, is read a commercial. If I could only read. And I ain't kidding. What were you going to say, Edna?
Mr. Skelton, you don't have to worry about making any faux pas at that classy party.
Why?
My brother Roger's sending the society editor of the Bugle over here to give you some coaching on etiquette.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, Edna. After all, if Bob Hope can get around in society without coaching, why can I?
Well, Mr. Skelton, there's a lot of difference between you, Exhale, and Bob Hope.
Yeah. What do you mean? A lot of difference between me, Exhale, and Bob Hope.
Well, I don't want to mention you and Hope in the same breath.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Oh, say, that's probably the society editor now. Come in. Well, I'm glad you got here. Well, are you the society editor from the Bugle?
Well, I'm not a breaded veal chop from crumbs along the Mohawk.
Hercules, I didn't know you were an authority on etiquette.
Oh, my goodness, yes, Mr. Skelton. Why, they call me the Emily Post of Maxwell Street. Why, only last night I had dinner at the home of Madame Arthritis.
Who?
You know Madame Arthritis. She has a swell joint. Yeah.
Hercules, you broke bread with Madame Arthritis?
Broke bread? Why, we fractured bagels.
Bagels?
Yes, you know what a bagel is, Mr. Skelton. That's a donut with hardening of the arteries.
Well, tell me, Herky, how do I act at this society party?
Well, when you go in to dinner, be sure to remain standing until all the ladies are seated. Mm. Unless there's not enough chairs to go around.
I see.
Now, if the lady at your left is wearing a fan, you take the fan and check it. Unless it's Sally Rand.
Well, what else do I do at the dinner?
Well, you show your versatility, silly. Go out in the kitchen and help serve the meal.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Herky. Supposing they have lamb chops. Why, I wouldn't even know what kind of panties to put on them.
Oh, it's very, very simple, Mr. Skelton. Now, most lamb chops prefer lace panties that button up the back. Mm. But some lamb chops might like panties to match their Cody and Bessie.
Mm. You mean they have personalities like male and female?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Well, look, Herky, tell me, how do you tell a male lamb chop from the female?
That, Mr. Skelton, should be of interest only to another lamb chop. Well, I gotta be going along now, Mr. Skelton. A girlfriend of mine is having a coming out party tonight, and I want to sure and be there.
A girlfriend of yours is coming out in society?
No, at Minsky's. I'll see you later.
Just an echo you in the valley you, but brings back sweet memories of
bring back memories of you.
Can't you hear it, through the twilight, when it answered, I love you, I do. How I wish we were here, just like we used to be. For since you have gone, there's nothing left for me. Just an echo of you in the valley, you. But it brings back sweet memories of you.
Just an echo in the valley,
but it brings back sweet memories of
you.
Can't you hear it
in the twilight,
when it answers, I love you, I do. How I wish we were here, just like we used to be. For since you have gone, there's nothing left for me. Just an echo of you in the valley. But it brings back sweet memories of you.
Sweet memories of you.
That was Dick Todd and the Avalon Corps singing Just an Echo in the Valley. Say, that was very nice too, Dick. Say, how about coming up to Lord and Lady Quetzbutt's party, and you can sing a song as a favor to me? Yeah?
Of course. Anything for you, Red.
Okay.
What's in it?
Yeah. Why, you mercenary beast. All right, I'll pay you out of my own pocket. Suppose we call it $500.
That's fine.
Of course, you understand we only call it $500. Actually, you're getting a dollar and a quarter. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our slice of life. You set the scene, Del.
Okay, Red. Tonight's slice of life is an incident that might be happening in your own hometown. Newlyweds on a honeymoon. Now, as the scene opens, the blushing bride, played by Edna Stilwell, has just taken out her compact to put on a new blush, while the groom, played by Red Skelton, has just paid the driver and is taking his bag out of the cab.
All right, dear, get out of the cab. Well, dear, this is the hotel.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's the best hotel in Niagara Falls. The Vaccination Arms. Come on, let's go in.
Darling, I don't want anyone to know we're newlyweds. Let's make believe we've been married a long time.
All right, I'll ask for a room with twin beds.
Ah, good afternoon. Welcome to Vaccination Arms.
Oh, we'd like a nice room.
Something with a bath?
No, this is a pleasure trip.
Well, I have just the thing you want. Nice and airy. Hmm? Has a window on every side. Faces the gasworks, the glue factory, the fish market, and the stockyard. Yes, sir, you can always tell which way the wind is blowing.
Well, look, we're not exactly here on a nasal holiday. Have you got something with a view instead? Oh, that's out in it.
Well, I can let you have something overlooking the burlesque house. Well, there's always something coming off there.
You don't understand. I'm here with my wife.
Oh, I thought you said it was a pleasure trip. Well, I think we have just what you want. Sign the register, please. It'll be $6.50 in advance.
That's fine. I always pay in advance. I like to start the day off with a clean sheet.
That'll be a dollar extra for the clean sheet. Front, show this couple to room 104.
Yes, sir. It's just down the hall, sir. Follow me.
Okay. Careful of things.
I'm sure you'll like it here, sir. The hotel's only 3 blocks from the falls.
Oh, darling, we must visit here sometime and see them.
Yeah. This is the room, sir. The clerk didn't tell you, but it's the bridal suite.
How lovely.
Well, brace yourself, dear.
Oh, Richard, what are you jumping on my back for?
Aren't you going to carry me over the threshold?
Now, there you are, sir. Your bags are all in. Now, the bathroom is down the hall.
Okay.
Oh, before I forget, the hot water is marked cold.
Yeah.
And the cold water is marked hot.
Yeah.
But don't let that bother you, brother. There ain't any water.
Alone at last. We're going to be so happy on our honeymoon. Richard, what are you doing?
Shh. I'm looking through the keyhole.
What do you see?
The bellboy died. I'll hang my coat over the knob.
Just think, dear, we've been married for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Remember when we were engaged?
Yeah.
Remember, Father made to go home every night at 10 o'clock. But now we're married, yeah. And here we are on our honeymoon, yeah. All alone.
Yeah. Well, how about a game of pinochle?
Oh, Richard, don't you love me anymore? You haven't kissed me for 10 minutes.
Oh, Mumsy Wumsy, put your arm around Popsy Wopsy and I'll give you a little kissy wissy. Oh, Nutsy Watsy. Come in.
Excuse me, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm the upper at this hotel.
What do you mean you're the upper?
Well, you see, there's no lock on the washroom door, so I stand outside while you're taking a bath. Hmm? And if somebody else starts to walk in, I yell, "Oop!"
The upper. Well, let's see, where was we? Oh, yes. Put your arms around me, dear.
Hold me tight, darling.
Yes.
Tighter.
Yeah.
Tighter.
Yes.
Don't ever let anyone come between us.
A shadow couldn't get through here. Pucker up, dear. Oh, gee. Come in.
There's a package for you, sir.
Well, don't bother me now. I'll get it in the morning.
Okay, chump.
For heaven's sakes. Can't they see we want to be alone?
Oh, now, don't get excited, dear. Snuggle close and kiss me. Oh,
I'd love to kiss you, honey, but, gee, just when I get set, something happens, I have to unpucker. Well, I'm ready now. Come on. Now, wait a minute. This ain't a bridal suite. It's a bridal bath. Come in. Oh, it's you again, huh? What do you want?
Well, that package wasn't for you.
That that finishes. That settles it. Get the bags. We're checking out of here.
Now, calm down, dear. You're just upset because it's your wedding day. Yeah. Now, you just sit down here, and I'll turn on the radio.
Oh, what good's a radio? People butting in and out. Gee, I can't even be alone with my bride.
Are you having any fun?
No, turn that thing off! Gee, my mother told me there'd be days like this.
Oh, now, darling, don't carry on this way. You know how much I love you, and you've been so sweet to me.
Oh.
And I'm crazy about this engagement ring you gave me.
You are? Do you really like it?
Yes. Will you let me have your magnifying glass, dear? I want to look at the diamond again.
Look, darling, it's quiet. We haven't been disturbed now for a couple of...
Say, this is wonderful.
Uh-oh.
Telegram for Mr. Skelton.
Oh, shove it under the door.
Okay, shove the tip under.
Yeah. Okay, there you are. Well, at last I found a way to keep people out of here.
Who's it from, dear?
Well, it's from your mother. She says, "Dear children, I knew you'd be lonesome, so I took the next train to spend your honeymoon with you." Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you live in a city or state which has recently imposed additional taxes on cigarettes, here's a mighty important tip. There's a way to save yourself that tax money. Switch to Avalon cigarettes. You see, Avalon's cost 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands. That saving brings the cost of your cigarettes down to pre-tax prices. Friends, no matter where you live, it pays you to switch to Avalon's, the cigarettes that guarantee unsurpassed quality plus outstanding money-saving economy. Why not give Avalon's a trial tonight?
I'll take that. Hello.
Hello, Red Skelton.
Yeah?
Say, you made a crack on your program last Wednesday that Dick Tracy was going to get out of the well. How did you know?
Why, who is this?
Stooge Viller.
Stooge Viller?
Yeah. Now, the next time you tip Tracy off, you're going to wind up without your legs.
Without my legs?
Yeah, we're running low on pig's feet.
Yeah. Nice. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next week, I hope. Goodbye now.
Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed our show, and be with us next Wednesday night at this same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation again presents Red Skelton, Dick Todd, Edna Stillwell, Bob Strong and his orchestra, and the entire gang in Avalon time. This is Del King speaking, reminding you that during the week, when you ask for Avalon cigarettes...
Don't forget your change.
So why not always travel on?